Welcome to the Women Wives Warriors podcast, where we spill the tea and clean it up. And by cleaning it up, we are talking about restoration. We are talking about healing. We are talking about wholeness. And a part of that cleanup happens through the power of prayer. If you didn't know, Women Wives Warriors, yes, we host a quarterly prayer call. This is where I call up my strong friends who show enough know how to solicit Yahweh. And we cover every woman that submits a prayer request on our website and calls into the line. That being said, we have been getting mad requests to start dropping our prayers and affirmations on the podcast so the saints can revisit and share. I was a little leery about this at first, right? But I talked to my team and they said, hell yeah, let's drop them prayers, sis. So this is what we like to call a warrior's prayer. Each prayer covers a different topic by a different warrior on our team. And y'all, this is real eavesdropping, okay? Because this right here, yeah, this is definitely sacred ground. I mean, I feel a little vulnerable releasing this to the world because, you know, when the saints pray, we go in. We be crying and breathing hard and spitting. But I know it's going to bless somebody. And if it blesses just one person, well, that's all right with us. So I guess it's only right I put myself out there first. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. Let me just move my little pride aside. All right, first up is yours truly. And this prayer is for children. Whether you have kids, are believing God for kids now or in the future, or you want to cover the kids in and around your immediate circle, well, this prayer is for you. Let's go.
I am in the case of believing God for children. So I will be covering children from that place. And when we pray for children, I don't want you to think that this doesn't apply to you. If you don't have children, you have nieces, you have nephews, you have cousins, you have godchildren. If you are believing God for children, then you decree and declare why we are currently, why I'm currently praying over this. So dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we're able to come to the throne right now. We lift up every child, even us, as your children in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the precious babies, Lord God, that are here and the ones to come. We do not, Lord God, give the enemy, Lord God, access to our children, Lord God. We thank you that there's a spirit of discernment on them, Lord God. We thank you that you're giving them a steady diet of truth. But at some point, Lord God, they must embrace a relationship with you on their own. So in Luke 2 and 52, it says, Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all people. It says that my sheep listen to my voice in John 10, 27, and they know them and they know your voice and they follow you, Lord God. So we pray that every child follows your voice, that they know you and they know you well, Lord God. We pray for their safety, Lord God. Protect them from hurt, harm, seen, and unseen dangers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the angels are encamped around them, that you hide them underneath the shadow of your wings, according to Psalm 91, Lord God. We thank you that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every lying tongue that comes up against them shall be condemned. And we thank you, Lord God, that this includes the justice system that has been designed to set traps for our sons and daughters, Lord God. We thank you, and we're praying against the lies and false accusations, and we ask for strength for the parents and families that are burdened with children entangled in an unjust justice system. We bring in the laborers and we turn the heart of kings, Lord God. We thank you for second chances. We thank you, Lord God, that they are living everlasting lives in Christ. We thank you for exonerations and we thank you for full restitutions in the name of Jesus. Lord, protect them from the deadly traps of the enemy, Lord God. We thank you that all of our children's battles are fought. You are Jehovah Saba, the Lord, our warrior. You are our children's warrior. So God, fight every battle for them on behalf of our prayers. Cover them on behalf of our please protect them on behalf of our petitions and elevate and position them into the status of greatness on behalf of our praise. For you said that praise is our weapon and that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God. So we come to you, Lord God, saying amen and yes, it is done. We're just like Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and praise them before they went into battle, Lord God. We give thanks to you, our Lord, our splendor, for you deserve it and you endure forever, Lord God. Praise shows that we trust you, that the battle is already won. We remove every weight and every burden of every parent, godparent, grandparent, aunt, or uncle on this phone, Lord God. We also pray for children's purity, Lord God. We thank you that they not get entangled in the snares of the enemies and the tactics of the adversary. We ask you to keep the multitude of negative influences and ideas that are shouted at them daily on behalf of media and social media, Lord God. Bring before them only things that are true, that are noble, that are right, that are pure, that are lovely, that are admirable, that are excellent, and that are praiseworthy according to Philippians 4 and 8. We bind up the spirit of fear. Help us to protect, Lord God, our children, Lord God, and let us not project our fears onto the children, Lord God, but teach us how to be wise counsels with listening ears and non-judgment ears. We ask for a magnanimous spirit like Solomon, the one, Lord God, who you gave full wisdom to and sound judgment to help lead our children down the path of righteousness. For those that may have lost their mothers or fathers, even us that are grown, Lord God, we ask that you give peace, that you give guidance, and that you heal any broken heart. For you said that you will be near to the brokenhearted, send spiritual mothers and fathers, mentees, coaches, and friends to lead them and provide them with the support that they need to continue through this journey called life. We pray for our children's mates in advance, be it 5, 10, 15, or 20 years from now. We pray that they may enjoy the fruits of a healthy marriage rooted in Christ and in pursuit of the kingdom and purpose. Lord God, we thank you that their children and their children's children and to the third and to the fourth generation are fully blessed and highly favored. And may they call us the heroes that blaze the trail of legacy in you, Lord God. God, we thank you for godly friends, Lord God. We thank you according to Proverbs 12:26, the righteous choose their friends carefully, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Bring in trustworthy, godly friends that will hold them accountable. Bring covenant friends that are on the same mission and in this. And on the same path, Lord God, to glorify your name. We thank you, Lord God, that we pray for our children's character, that it will be built and developed in truth, that they will embrace a life of integrity and goodness from their childhood and beyond, Lord God. Teach us as parents and role models how to live by example. Let our light shine before people that our kids may see our good deeds and praise our Father in heaven. We pray for peace where there is pain and joy where there is sorrow, be it attributed to loss, divorce, absentee fathers and mothers, or feelings of abandonment. May the joy of the Lord be their strength. Send them supernatural encounters that show them you are the real Abba Father. We pray for their future, Lord God. May it be one of hope, of prosperity, for you have orchestrated their plans and purpose way before they were even born or thought about in their mother's womb. And we stand in agreement for the original plans and purposes that you designed for them from beginning of time. We know that you are the author and the giver of life, and no good thing will you withhold from them, Lord God. So we thank you for these precious babies and their safe arrivals into this world, and the ones that are already here, they are completely covered because we are standing in the gap on behalf of them, Lord God, at the throne of grace. We know, Lord God, that you've got our back, Lord God. We thank you and we pray, Lord God, for their identity in you. We ask that that in the pressures of life that they know you and that you are their rock that they can stand on. We pray that the challenges of school, life, exams, future decisions, that you will lead them, guide them, and bring them comfort in Jesus' name. And for every woman on here that is believing God for children, we thank you, Lord God, that you make the barren woman abide in the house as a joyful mother of children. Do not be weary in well-doing, Lord God, but in due season, we shall receive if we faint not. So we stand here unmovable in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And we stand in agreement with everything that has been prayed in the name of Jesus. All right, y'all, have a wonderful day. And don't forget, be bold, be brave, and most importantly, be you.
We have just witnessed a legend in the making.